A survey of employees in Lexington Fayette Urban County government shows there are areas of concern. The issue got attention last week during a council committee meeting. Lexington's Diversity and Inclusion Officer Arthur Lucas said more than 1,500 employees participated in workshops, with over 700 responding to feedback surveys. In detailing a few employee comments about workplace culture, Lucas said those included, quote, rooted in tradition and procedure, and we're in 2022, but it's 1929 here. Sixth District Councilmember Denise Gray said she's heard from several government workers.
Let me say, it's probably because I'm new, as someone has mentioned. A large number of our employees have been coming to me regarding their unhappiness with their employment.
Gray explained those concerns include what these employees deem as unfair additional work hours, bullying, and worrying about being punished for expressing grievances. Chief Administrative Officer Sally Hamilton said some of the steps taken to address diversity, equity, and inclusion are not working. Hamilton said there will be a regrouping around this issue.
What we're doing is too departmentalized, is in silos. We need to undo those silos. And then we need to make sure that these are not just words. We need to make sure their actions is backing up these words.
Hamilton added it's important to rip off the Band-Aid to bring attention to some of the issues tied to diversity, equity, and inclusion. She said a lot of employees have doubts about the government's seriousness on these matters. I'm Stu Johnson.